Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Talk with Lawrence J. King. From coast to coast, across the nation, Lawrence is an internationally known six-time published author. Book Talk highlights published authors from the local, regional, national, and international scene, as well as showcasing musicians and people of interest in a positive and productive way. Give a rockin' warm welcome to your host, Lawrence J. King.
All right. Thank you. This is Lawrence J. King in the house. And today it's our privilege and honor to have with us Robert Dorman, a.k.a. Big Bob the American, owner-operator of KBRG Studios Network in Germany. And we'll be talking today about his life and discussing how a radio station like KBRG works. This radio station has confirmed over 100,000 plus listeners. It's all friends, fans, followers, and listeners around the world. Tune in and listen to KBRG Studio Network Germany. That's making it a very popular radio station. And so without further ado, let's bring Mr. Bob on the line and see what's happening over in Germany.
How are you doing, Larry? Can
Welcome
you hear me?
To Book Talk Radio. Welcome to Book Talk Radio, Bob. How are you doing today?
How are you doing, Larry? Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. How are you doing? You doing all right?
Great. Hey, Larry, hang on a second because I got to close out of my show here. We're running simultaneously, and something didn't happen to my other telephone, so I'm talking on the other telephone. So can you wait 1 minute? I'll get back to you in just a second.
Yeah,
you're listening
fine.
To the KBRG Radio Network, Germany. I'm Big Bob the American. I'm out of here for the day. I wish you a good day, good music, and stay tuned. If you're interested, I am online with Larry King Live on his Blog Talk Radio /Larry King. Listen to me right now. I'll get down here. Hey, guys, take it easy. Now, Larry King Live. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing well. So tell us, Bob, you're American as apple pie, a mom and Chevrolet. How did you end up in Germany?
Ooh, good question, man. I joined the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what brought me over here to good, wonderful Germany.
And then they sent you to Germany.
Right.
Well, actually,
I asked them to send me to Germany.
Nice.
I did a lot of rock climbing and a lot of stuff like that in the United States when I was younger. And there was this one place where we always used to pick up our camping gear and stuff. And they had all these pictures of Germany, Switzerland, France, and like all the hills and everything. I'm like, whoa, man, I got to go there sometime.
True. So how did you end up in your current business career role?
Well, actually, I started with radio when I was 16, when I started in high school. We had a radio station there, and I obtained my FCC license there, and then worked for the radio station in California. And then after I got out of all that and joined the Army and then did my career over here in a while and then got out, I did some radio working here with the Canadian Forces Radio Network when they were still here in Germany until they left. And then a few years ago, I started up an internet radio station just for fun. It was just like a joke. And it blew up to what it is right now.
Nice. Well, sought after radio station. Do you have, any programs that you're doing current day, or how's that work out?
Well, right at the moment, we're running your Blog Talk Radio and Mr. Powell. He's got stuff coming into me now, too, right now. Then we have David J. Clark, which runs the Pop Quiz Hot Shot Showcase every Friday night. That's 2000 GMT time here in Germany. And on Saturdays is the Cool Groove Music Show. And then sometimes between the week, then I might pop in and do a little bit of live music and stuff like that, just to keep people up to date on what's going on. We've been changing a lot of stuff on the radio station after the corona stuff, and we're just getting back on our feet again.
I heard that. So how long have you been on top of this radio station in Karlsruhe, Germany?
I've been doing the radio station here in Colger since 2016, and actually it started out as a joke. I got diagnosed in 2016 with Parkinson's, which was really pretty heavy to me. And so I had to stop smoking and I had to stop drinking. And I started vaping, and I met up with some people in called the Vape Shack and places like that and online. And there was a girl in the States who was driving for, I think it was UPS, and she kept saying, "Well, there's nothing on the radio over here, there's nothing on the radio over here." And so I started looking around. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to open up an internet radio station, and I'm going to start playing music that maybe she might like to listen to. And it started moving, and it started going, and, yeah, they started listening to it, and then had a few people work with me. And after about 2 years, it built up pretty much that I was, like, around 80,000 listeners. And then we opened up an FM radio station here in Colger, which I actually closed last year due to my health again. And we're up right now with the internet radio station with about 120,000 listeners around the world.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. So,
and it was just, did you it was just supposed to be a joke.
Huh. Wow. I don't know exactly what to say to that, but that's awesome, eh?
I can tell you it's a lot of hard work.
No doubt, no doubt. So, did you have any support systems in place on your journey to the top?
My support system is my listeners, because I give my listeners what they want to hear. Although my radio station is not like a normal radio station. I do not play commercials, and we do not talk a lot. Also, we have shows, but and the rest of the time it's 100% music, quality music.
So your radio station is all about music first and foremost, but you have other programs as well.
Right. We have we're running our programs, and then we have just straight up music. Also, if you're interested in recording music, then you can record music. My motto is good music doesn't have an expiration date, which it really doesn't. I mean, we play music from all around the world, every genre that you can imagine. If you listen to the radio station, you'll probably hear one song maybe once every half a year. So you will not hear it over and over again like most normal radio stations.
I see. So here's an off-the-wall question. What problem would you like to see solved in the world today?
Whoa. If I could be the big boss and I could do it, then I would just take, and I know a lot of people are not going to like this, but I would get rid of all religion all over the world. Because
all the religion.
Because since mankind's been on the face of this earth, religion, the only thing it's ever done is cause wars.
I've heard that. I heard that in a big way.
But that is, my personal opinion.
Yeah. What keeps you awake at night, or does anything keep you awake?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Knowing that when I go off the air, my listeners have got what they wanted to listen to, and to keep me up at night, a lot of coffee.
I heard that. What do you do to keep on improving yourself?
I keep learning. I use this big, giant encyclopedia out there called YouTube. And YouTube has everything that you can imagine. You can learn from it. I've learned how to build this radio station up. I learned how to do other stuff that I didn't learn when I made my license. I've been making jingles. I've been doing videos. Been recording bands and stuff like that, and really getting it at such a, with what I have, a quality sound that is like up to a really, really expensive studio.
I see. Do you also make up commercials for people if they need them? Or?
I do indeed. Whatever somebody wants and what somebody needs, all they have to do is send me an email at the KBRG Radio Network, Germany, at, we have a new one, gmx.de, and let me know what they want, how they want it written, or if they have an idea, then we can sit down and write it out, and I'll come up with something, and I'll make three or four or five of them. It doesn't matter until we get one right. The person wants what they want.
Is that expensive, or does it depend?
It depends upon us. A normal commercial runs right around, let's say, 20 to 28 seconds. If you want something longer like that for, like, a YouTube channel or, like, for a gaming thing or something like that, it maybe, like, goes over a minute or 2 minutes, and it'll be a little bit more, but it runs anywhere between 20 euros and 50 euros.
Gotcha. So what is your favorite quote, Bob?
I didn't hear you. Go again.
I said, what is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote. Oh, my God. You're asking me something that's really, really heavy. Now, you know what? I had everything written down because I knew you were going to ask me a bunch of stuff. And then I had some problems here, but I will pull it up in a second. And if I get it, and it's called, and to quote myself, "No man is an island," by John Donne. I know a lot of people don't know what it is, but it is a quote, and you'll have to look it up in the internet also, because otherwise it would probably take me about an hour and a half to explain it.
Yeah, I understand. So who are the three most people that have been most influential to you?
The first one would be my great-grandfather. He stood behind me as a kid when I did stuff and kept pushing me and pushing me and pushing me, and he was the person that kept telling me, learn what you can, because you're going to be a jack of all trades but a meister of none. So learn what you can, learn what you can, learn what you can, so that you can fix and do your own stuff without having to have somebody else do it. Then, of course, my Auntie Rose, she was one of the biggest persons who stood behind me, too. That's my, I could say my grandmother, they were both like, they were sisters, so. But my Auntie Rose, she was like the person who, if I did shit at home, then my auntie would get me out of it. And really, number one would be my wife. Also, she's been standing behind me since I've been doing this, and she stood behind me when the doc said, "You got Parkinson's, man, and you're shaking your butt off, and you can't do this, and you're not supposed to do that." And so she's the person that's been keeping me running, and she's the one that probably saved my life after my first divorce. So if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be living here anymore.
I hear you, man. So has Germany changed since from the time that you got there up until today?
Germany has changed quite a bit. When I got here in 1979, and actually it was the 10th of June in 1979, a beautiful summer day. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, it's changed quite a bit. Also, political ways, it's went downhill. We don't have political people anymore. I mean, I guess most of the countries don't have political people anymore. They're all a bunch of dumbasses. The only thing they think about is their own self and their money. We had a counselor in the Merkel, and she just ran it down to like the DDR. So all the highways are screwed up. Everything's practically screwed up over here. And since the war is going on, everything's gotten so damn expensive. I mean, you can't do shit. So, yeah, it's gone down here. I'm hoping that maybe it might get picked back up. We're hoping.
I hear you. Sounds like West Virginia. We got potholes and assholes here.
Yep.
But either who, so didn't you recently go into the war tour zone in Ukraine? How was that for you?
Yes, I was over there a few weeks. Well, actually, about a month ago I was over there. I went with a friend of mine. So I have a friend of mine who's from the Ukraine over here. I got a lot of people that are from the Ukraine over here. I know, also know a lot of Russians, and I do know a lot of people from that area. And he needed to go over there and pick up his sister and get her out of there. So I said, man, I'm going to drive with you. So I took some gear and stuff, and we went over there. And I met Vitaly Klitschko, and it was pretty heavy. Also, the war over there is not a nice one. I mean, no war is nice, but what's going on over there is it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be doing it. Also, this thing shouldn't even be. It shouldn't even be happening. It was disgusting. It was really disgusting to see what was going on over there. I mean, I've been around the world. I was in Africa. I was stationed in Africa, and then I was a while over in Iraq, and that was a different thing. I mean, Americans shouldn't even have been in there in the first place. But there's no reason for this war. It's a bullshit thing. It's just Mr. Putin that wants to make Russia the way it used to be, like 100,000 years ago. And the Ukrainians, they're fighting. And I take my hat off for these people. These people are fighting for their freedom. They sent their wives out. The man is supposed to stay. There's even teenagers over there who are working and building and making stuff, and the wives are coming back, and people are just—they're all moving back in, and they're saying, "No, we're not going to stay out. We're coming back, and we're gonna fight until even if we die, we're gonna fight." So I am 100% behind these people.
Yeah, heavy duty shit, man.
It is heavy duty. It is really heavy duty, and today. Today was a really heavy day because Russian just bombed the living shit out of them with all these drones that they're getting from Iran. Iran's giving Russia drones to bomb. And then they got the Wagner troops in there. This is a private militia from Putin, which Putin says they don't belong to us, but they really do. And these are just murderers. I mean, they just took out like 20,000 people out of different prisons and gave them money to say, you go fight. If you live, you're free. If you don't, you die.
Wow.
And if you live, you get 20,000 rubles or some shit like that. And they're all the massacres. They're just massacres. They rape. They got kids. They took the kids. And it's just a mess. People, if you want to listen, read it up, go on YouTube or go on the internet, put in Wagner troop and read about these people.
Sure.
They're really bad. People are really bad. They should be just plastered off the face of this earth.
I hear you. So,
that's a whole other thing. That doesn't have nothing to do with radio.
Right. Speaking of that, we're just hanging out, you know, figuring things out. What advice can you give someone who is just starting out in a radio career?
First of all, you need to think about what you want to really do. Okay, what kind of radio station do you want to play? Are you going to play mainstream music? Well, if you're going to play mainstream music, don't even start until you have a radio license. If you do not have a radio license, do not even open up a radio station because you're going to get canned. You're going to get trashed, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. If you want to play, like, duty-free music and stuff like that, then sure, you can open up a radio station. There's a lot of places, platforms out there where you can get free music. Might have to pay like $20 a year or something like that, or some of them are a little bit more expensive, but you get a lot of music. I mean, you can play it on YouTube and stuff like that too. But if you're going to play mainstream music like Led Zeppelin and The Who and stuff like that, then without a radio license, I wouldn't even start up doing it. And then you need gear. I mean, you don't have to have this expensive stuff in the world, but you do need a good computer. Then you need a good microphone. I don't buy no cheap microphones, and a little bit of software, which is not that expensive. But to start out, you need like software and stuff like that. You need around $350 to $400, and then of course the license. And the license is the most expensive thing that's out there.
Yeah.
They could run into the thousands in a week.
What does the organization that runs the air type do?
You could be lucky like me, and you could get in a platform where the platform pays for the license. So my license on Loud FM and stuff like that is paid for Loud FM. Of course, they put commercials on there, which I know they don't run commercials, but that pays for the licensing. And then I'm running over another channel, which comes out of Canada, which there is a law. It's hard to explain. It doesn't have any to do with anybody else. But in Germany, you have to pay a thing called GEMA, of a licensing company. And because my streams are outside of the United States and outside of there, they're in Canada, they get, there's a regulation that gets them out of that. So I don't have to pay the license for that one. So I pretty got lucky when I started out here, and that's how my radio station runs. I am licensed to play mainstream music.
Cool. What city is your radio station in?
In the beautiful city of Karlsruhe, which is south of Heidelberg and a little bit farther south of Frankfurt. We are right at the bottom, or right at the beginning of the Black Forest. It's like California. We like live in California. We have the weather like California. In fact, we haven't really had snow in the last like 10 years. Although we've had a little bit, like it comes a little bit, but like we used to have like 10 years ago, we had snow like at least a foot and a half of snow, and since the climate's changed, yeah. Summers are hot, it's like living in Georgia. Winters are like living in California. It's crazy. It's raining right now, but it's warm outside.
Uh-huh. And you can probably drive to France in about a half an hour or something, huh?
You can go from Karlsruhe to France in about 25 minutes, yeah.
Wow.
Or at least cross the border. If you want to go from Karlsruhe to, let's say, like Paris, then you could take the train. It takes 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You could drive the car from here to Switzerland, and it takes you 3.5 hours. From here to Austria is about 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
From here to Holland is 8.5 hours.
Right.
Yeah, we're sitting right in the middle of everybody.
Sure. If I tuned into this radio station, what would I expect to hear?
Music. Music. Every kind of music you can imagine. Just
and every kind.
Clean, pure music. The radio station I have here, I have over 1,655,600 songs with over 4,000 artists. That's why
Wow. You
will never hear, in 1 year you will only, unless it's really requested, you will hear the song played one time in a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So
and I play music from A to Z. I play American music, I play French music, I play German music, I play African music, I play Mexican music, Portuguese, Russian music, everything. I'm up for everything.
Mm-hmm. How do I get listeners to my internet radio station?
How do you get listeners to a radio station? Well, first thing what you need to do is you need to get your radio station out there. You need to get it on platforms. There's a lot of platforms out there where you can put your radio station on. There's a lot of internet radio station platforms out there, and then you can find, if you go online, there's a few places out there where you can get your radio station put on, like different other platforms like Bing and stuff like that. It takes a little bit of work. It takes a lot of running around, but sure, just go to these platforms, these radio station platforms, or wherever you like Spotify, listen to my show, ZFM, Radio Krog, and stuff like that, and just sign in, put your radio station up there. You'll have to tell them what kind of radio station it is, the streams that you're running, because they're going to run your music too. And then you put a picture on there, a little bit about the radio station, and then you just let it run. And then you'll get listeners from there, because each one of those has its own page too, so you really got to keep up on it, because after a while, you're like running like millions. So we have here at the radio station, we have our own one web page. We used to have more, but we're only running one at the moment. And then off of all the other streams that we're running, we have around 5,000. pages where you could find us, and we've got our radio station in like Forbes magazine and other small magazines and Time Life and things like that. And sure, that's how you get your stuff out there. It takes a little bit of money, but that's how you do it. Once you're out there, then you're out there. And once you do the job that you're going to do and what you want to do and have the listeners listen to you, then no problem, it'll go big. I didn't believe it in the beginning, but it worked. Mm-hmm. I'm still astounded to this day.
Sure. How does a radio station make money?
Advertising, my friend, advertising. If you want to, it depends, if you want to do it, I'll say you need to advertise, otherwise your station's not going to get out there anywhere. So you need to advertise, but you can have people come and put advertisement on your station. I don't do advertisement on my streams. I advertise on my webpage because my listeners don't want to listen to the talking, they don't want to listen to the advertisement, because if you want to do that, if you want to listen to that, I mean, you can listen to a normal radio station. But that's why I bring my advertisement to the page, and that's where my advertisement goes. And the streams are just music, other than our own advertisement for the when the show comes up or if something is going to be changed or something like that. Then, yeah, that's my own, but to like put in something like for McDonald's or something like that. No, it goes on the webpage and that's it. But you can do that. You can put it on your streams. I mean, you can charge money and put it on your streams. I did that on the FM station, of course. And that's how you make good money. If you want to advertise on your stream, sure. If you want to be like a normal radio station and have like 3 or 4 DJs talking all day long and bring it out, yeah, okay, now the sun's shining and then next one is sure. No problem. It depends on how you want to run your station. Each person is different. Each radio station is different.
I heard that. So how do I start an internet radio station? I mean, legally, factually so, but legally.
How do you start an internet radio station? Well, first of all, you need a concept. You need to know what you want to do. Then you need to go to a platform where you can start a radio station. And there's all kinds of platforms out there. There's Zeno at Radio. There's Listen to My Show. 360. There's millions. If you're really interested in making something, jump on YouTube, put in internet radio station, and you'll see all the platforms, and you'll see how they work, because each radio station has got a YouTube channel. They'll explain what you get for your money, because not all of them are free. They'll show you exactly how everything works, so you can understand how the system works, and you can try them out for 30, so most of them have like a 30-day free trial. You can try them out and see how everything works. And sure, if you want to run your stuff like that from a platform, then that's great. You just get to think, 90% of these platforms do not sell licenses. So you're still going to need a radio license. And depending upon what country you're in, depends upon what type of license you're going to get. If you're living in Germany, it's from GEMA. If you're living in England, it's BMI. I think in the United States, it's also BMI and something like that. So every country has their own place where you have to then put in your radio station and pay for the fees. And I'm saying it's not cheap.
Not cheap as
a thing. Try to find a platform. There is a platform out there that people can use, and it's called Radionomy. It comes out of Holland, and they pay the fees. It's a little complicated to upload music and stuff like that, but you can open up a free radio station by them and be licensed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good information. So
LotFM is actually closed at the moment. They have too many people, so they're not taking any new people anymore. If somebody is interested in doing radio, they could contact me, and they could broadcast off one of my channels.
Okay, so how do they get in touch with you?
They have to contact me over the KVRG radio network, germany@gmx.de and let me know what they want to do, what kind of music they want to play, and what they have for an idea and that. And I'll set them up with a stream. They need to make me then like a 30-minute show, what they want to do. I mean, we can sit together on Skype or something like that and talk. And then if I think that it'll run, then sure, I'll give them a stream and I'll let them broadcast. And they can broadcast under my license.
Nice.
I'm always up for new people. I am always up for new people. So if somebody's out there and would like to do it, it's just like we just opened up a new station. It's called the KBRG Radio, and it's World Blog Talk. At the moment, there's not that much blog going on because we haven't really filled it up yet. That's why they're still running some music on it. But if there is somebody out there that has a blog or has, if they're writing books or if they're whatever, if you're interested in putting your stuff up on my channel, then contact me. I'm doing it for a really reasonable price. I'm not going to say it on the thing here, but you can get a hold of me, and you'll be astounded what I charge, because I don't really charge that much as most people do. But sure, get a hold of me or get a hold of you, and then you can get a hold. They can get a hold of me from you or whatever, and I'll put them on my station, no problem.
So,
I'm always interested in what people want to do.
Yeah. Going forward, what is the game plan for KBRG Studios in Germany? Do you have a long-term goal still, or do you think you've met your goals and there's nothing else? Or
no. As a matter of fact, well, at first thing what's coming up is I have to go back into the hospital. Oh, I'm going to be – last year I got a new hip on the right side. This year I'm getting a new hip on the left side, and then I'm going to be a $6 million man. That's coming up in June, end of June, then after the rehab and stuff like that. No, I'm hoping that maybe sometime October, somewhere around there, I might just open up another web page. I'm really critical about opening up web pages because we used to have like four of them, and the problem, and we're still trying to figure out what it is, but there's a lot of people out there that like to hack us. I don't know if it's people out there that are knightish because of what we do and how many listeners we have, or if it's just, don't ask me, I don't have the faintest idea, but there was times where I was like making every week a new webpage, and I got sick and tired of it. So I'm running my stuff right now off of Wix, which I really don't want to, but it's safe over there. But I would really like to open up my own new thing with a jukebox on it and stuff like that, a little bit interactive. People can come in and talk and do stuff. Like we used to do in the beginning, but I'm going to probably stay away from that for a little bit. Maybe open up a couple more streams, a little bit more other music, add a few more people, see if I can find some more DJs that would like to really do some stuff, and then we'll open up a stream with a little bit of talking and stuff like that. Maybe some funny shows that might be going on, like shoot the shit with whatever. What's on your mind? You know, you can't do it on YouTube because you get flouted. Let's do it on the radio. If you got something to say, I'm here, man. Come and tell me. The world wants to hear you. Or maybe not.
Let's
go back into those old days. Let's go back into the old days of radio.
Yeah.
Where you used to call in and say, hey, man, you know what? This is the shits. I don't believe this crap. Why is it that way? It never was that way before. Well, yeah. Let's find out. Let's talk to the people. What's your opinion on this subject? That's doing old radio. That's bringing it back. That's getting the people back on listening to the radio and going, this is interesting. Because in TV, mm-hmm. all you're watching is reruns.
I hear you.
You got it.
So you say hacked into in the 90s. Well, 90s is jealous in English, right?
Right. Got it. Sorry about that. My English German.
I get you. You're German English.
I mean, I don't have very many people over here that I talk English to because everybody had left.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah. You left Germany too.
I hear you. So you plan on doing bigger and better things with KBRG Studios? Just not at the moment.
No, right at the moment I'm getting ready to get my health back in to where it's supposed to be. I mean, after a while, after I started doing the radio station, when I got about three years of doing the radio station, I mean, I was working like from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, like, I had business. I got up in the morning to make sure the radio station was running, made sure the servers were running, made sure the music was running, the coffee was made. Then later on in the afternoon, making sure that everything, oh, God, we got a broken microphone. So I'm sitting there fixing the microphone. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And then at night, I did my own show. And that's 7 days a week. And one of those days, my wife just looked at me and went, you look like shit. So I think it's time for you to back off, because otherwise you're going to die. And it was pretty close, yeah. And so I had to back off a while. But I'm going to bring it back up. It's not going to be as big as it was, but I do still have the listeners. I mean, I thought they were going to all run away when I practically closed the whole thing down. And then I started opening it back up, and I started bringing it back in, and then just jumped. Maybe get some more bands coming in, you know. I did a few interviews with a few people. I did one with your daughter with her band. She's got really good music. I love her music. And then we had some people out of the United States. And sure, they got good music going on there, and I'm hoping that one of the guys is going to finally hit it up there in the Grand Ole Opry. We'll see. Maybe it does, maybe it won't. I hope he does. And other than that, sure, I was going to do a little bit of blog talking and come up with some old Don Rickles show and stuff like that, and see how where it goes. And mainstream our music.
So, Bob. Little bird in the back of my head pecking me like a woodpecker, telling me it's about that time. So, do you got any things you want to plug before we sign off the air? How people get in touch with you? Any questions, comments, or concerns that they might have?
If you're interested in broadcasting on my radio station, then contact me over the KVRG radio network at gmx.de. Me and my English and German. Or you can contact Larry King if you know Larry King out there. Look me up. Just put in KVRG radio in the internet and you'll find me. I mean, I've got like 4 pages full in Google and stuff. So you'll be able to find me. You'll be able to get in touch with me. There's even my telephone number is out there too. So, I mean, you can even call me. Just please don't call me in the middle of the night. Wherever you are in the United States, you're either 6 or 8 hours behind me. It's right now. It is 20 minutes till midnight. So, yeah. But, sure, I'm up for anything, man. Just let me know. Just if you want to do a show, I'll help you out. If you have a blog talk or if you want to put your book out or something like that, I have a place for it. It's just opening up. I do real reasonable prices. If you need a jingle, if you need an intro for YouTube or something like that, I do make those too. Our video intros. So, sure, I'm here. More than welcome to help anybody out.
Awesome. And on that note, thank you, Bob, for taking the time out of your busy day to be with me on Book Talk Radio. And we will talk to you again sometime in the near to immediate future.
Great, man. It was nice talking to you again. When are you going to come back to Germany?
I don't know. I've seen some prices, $249 a round trip. Can't beat those prices. So,
you can't beat them. Last time I flew back there, it cost me over $700.
Who knows? Maybe. There's always a maybe. So, until
all right,
then,
Larry. It was nice talking to you.
All right. Thanks for the interview.
I wish all your listeners a good time out there. Listen to Larry King, man. He's the guy.
Absolutely. Bob.
This guy is real.
Big Bob. Big Bob the American. KB. RG Studios. All right, Bob. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Nice talking to you, man.
Okay. We've been talking live to Big Bob the American, owner-operator of KBRG Studios Network in Germany. He has over 100,000-plus listeners. And, that's a happening radio station big time. So if you got any questions, comments, or concerns, needs of any kind, contact Big Bob the American at KVRD Radio Network Studios in Germany, and he'll make it happen for you. Other than that, this is Lawrence J. King, out of the house. Tune in next time when you hear me say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Book Talk Radio.